I'm here with Gregory and Omar. I'm here with the media team. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Deirdre Butler and I'm a senior lecturer in St. Patrick's College, Drumcondra.
Okay, so why are you here today?
I'm here today to actually do two workshops based around using 21st century skills and embedding their use in the development of a portfolio.
Okay, so can you tell us a bit about the ePortfolio project?
Well, the ePortfolio project is actually focused on sort of developing students' understanding and how they can actually be self-regulatory in their own learning and reflect on their own learning. And what I was trying to focus on was the how teachers can actually design learning activities that they will provide opportunities to students then to develop 21st century skills such as collaboration, problem solving, innovative approaches to looking at self-regulation and all other things like that, and the use of digital technologies. Because if teachers don't design learning activities that demand the use of these skills with students, students don't develop them. We can't leave them that they might develop. We need to make sure that students can develop these skills.
So what improvements have you noticed in schools with the use of the ePortfolio?
That students will become more embedded in their own learning and that they will take responsibility for setting their own goals and deciding how they will attain those goals, and they're getting more used to working with one another and also greater use of technology for learning.
What is your day job?
I'm a senior lecturer in St. Patrick's College and my responsibility is designing learning programmes for undergraduate up to postgraduate students for teaching.
Would you reckon the ePortfolio is going to take off in all the schools?
Yes, I think if it is embedded within the junior cycle process and if it's seen as a valuable tool for students to be able to manage their own learning and embed their showcasing and to be actually take responsibility for demonstrating how their learning is taking place. But it has to be part of the overall structure of the junior cycle, not something that sits out on the edge.
That's all the questions
you have to say. Okay. I have one more. With the currently the first year, second year is going to be using iPads like as their school books, well, for our school at least. Do you think this is at least a step forward to a goal you're trying to achieve?
Only if the tablet devices, whether they're iPads or Surfaces or whatever, only if those devices are used in creative ways. I don't want them to be used as just electronic versions of books, because that's not actually going to move on the agenda. All that makes sure is that the school bag is lighter. What we need to do is change the way teaching and learning happens so that students are more involved in the process and they're using greater uses of technology for their learning, so that the ePortfolio really becomes a way that they can actually embed their learning, describe their learning, and actually reflect on their learning. Only if the devices are used in that way will it make any difference. If they're not used in creative ways, it'll be the same as textbooks.
Okay, yeah, thank you for taking the time out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And we have to go back over to the